get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
So like we mentioned earlier in the week, there's a guy named Gilberto who was secretly stealing fajitas from a prison and selling them and made like $2.1 million.
He worked in a prison kitchen and he was in charge of some of the ordering. And so he was doing some secret side ordering so that he could run his own business from his home selling fajitas.
Which, again, if over 9 years he was able to do this,
yeah,
I applaud him for that. Like, I applaud him for his ingenuity.
$1.2 million.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, how did they not catch on to that over 9 years?
They said they were having budget issues and they could not figure out
evidently.
Why. Yeah.
Well, there's a restaurant in Long Beach, California called Sweet Dixie Kitchen, and they've gotten some pretty good Yelp reviews until recently.
No, this is a nice restaurant. I'm on its page. This is a sit-down,
like your
Southern and comfort food restaurant.
Like your plate's all gussied up and looks nice.
Yes.
Like you had this chef spend a whole bunch of time worrying about how it looks as it comes out.
I mean, the reviews say things like, I had the peach basil lemonade, which was refreshing and not too sweet. The biscuit sandwich was perfect, hot, just the right amount of gravy to get the textures right. You know, things like, people are paying attention.
It's people annoy me that wrote those.
Jalapeno biscuit, which sounds delicious.
Oh, wow, that sounds fantastic.
A jalapeno biscuit filled with bacon, eggs, and cheddar and spicy sausage gravy.
Nice.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So there's a dude named Tyler that was eating there, and he realized the fried chicken tasted just like that from Popeyes.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah? That's some delicious chicken.
Well, he saw them bring boxes of Popeyes in the back door.
He confronted them about it and felt ripped off. And like the chicken sandwich was like $12.50, which was way more expensive than what you'd spend at Popeyes. And so Sweet Dixie Chicken, they didn't deny it. They actually bragged about it, saying, we proudly serve Popeye spicy tenders. It's always been our goal to feature local food and guest chefs here.
Is a local fast food.
What a BS way to describe what you're doing. Holy cow.
I mean, they're not stealing anything. I'm sure they went and bought the chicken and then sold it for much more.
Yeah.
But still, this is an issue in lots of ways. This would be basically like if every morning I just didn't show up and had Matt McKay's voice pumped into here.
Yeah, because you want to applaud other local radio shows
exactly,
and give them an opportunity to be on ours, and you're just trying to be nice.
Yeah.
That's how you describe that.
I'm just helping out. Yeah, exactly.
Like, no, I didn't cheat on my test, professor. I just wanted to go ahead and let you know how incredibly intelligent this person is next to me, and they're so smart they can ace two tests.
Right. It's not that I just painted this crappy old car and sold it to you like it was a new car. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to feature the artistic talents of local car painters.
Specifically older cars and then how they look. That makes sense to me. Like, that's awesome. I need to start doing that all the time. Like, no, boss, I didn't forget to email you. I wanted someone else to be able to show their talents and pick up my slack and show you what it is that they can do in the building. That's awesome.
Or to illustrate the talents of those who would notice that the email is missing.
Right.
I mean, look how close their attention to detail is.
I know you think I'm lazy, but actually, I just want Robin to do everything to show you that our intern is capable of handling a workload that would be that of three people.
We proudly feature the work of intern Robin.
She's like, I don't do much around here. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Is this a trap?
I'm just here to party. I don't know.
It's all in how you frame it. This is like A-plus marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Kids should figure this out. Like, when you get caught in a trap.
I feel like my son's a year away from doing this, so I don't need kids to do this.
Mine's already done it. It was a couple years ago at the Lancaster Event Center. Remember? They had the tour that you could go on these different places and get a free T-shirt.
Oh, if you stamped all the places, so he was doing it for other...
So he grabbed a whole bunch of booklets and took them back and started getting all of them stamped and then got the free T-shirts and was selling the T-shirts and the booklets.
There you go.
Ingenuity.
That's ingenuity. I like it.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kix 96.9.